Hey guys, welcome back to our first episode of The Brown Town. I'm here with my co-host Pranav.
Yeah, I'm here with Sharia, and we're going to be talking about some Indian culture in this episode of Brown Town.
More like Desi culture in this episode. We have a guest slash co-host here called Aryan.
Yo, my name is Aryan.
So guys, how about we all like start talking about like where we are from India?
Alright, I'll start. I'm from Mumbai. I'm Hindu. I speak Marathi and Hindi mainly.
Okay. Pranav?
Yeah, I am from Bangalore and I also speak Tamil and Hindi.
I'm from Rajasthan. I speak Marathi and Hindi. So us three of all three of us are from different diasporas from India. So one's from the west and one's from the north and one's from the south. So Aryan, you want to explain like what happens in Mumbai mostly?
There's like a lot of people and it's super crowded, but it like depends on what time of year you go. The air quality isn't that great.
Sorry.
But the food is really good.
Yeah, I heard Mumbai's food is really good. Yeah, I mean, I visited there one or two times. Yeah, the food is actually pretty good. Pranav, you want to say something?
I think you know, Bangalore is also a very polluted city. You could, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of buildings and shit. You know, it's kind of like, you could say it's like the New York of India.
Okay. Yeah, so same thing with Rajasthan. It's mostly like, what's it called? The pollution's really bad there, but it's mostly full of sand. It's literally just like a desert in India. It's like on the border of Pakistan. It's like heavily guarded at the border. But the place in where I'm from is kind of rich. There's like so many palaces, castles, and everything. So, yeah. How about we now like start talking about like parties and what happens like as when we were like a kid, when we like experienced. Aryan, you want to go first?
Sure. So at parties, mainly I went to parties for like if it was like Diwali or like Holi or something. Those are like the big parties I would go to.
Yeah.
Well, and like we would like celebrate, have cultural food, dance and all that.
Oh yeah, facts. Okay.
Yeah, I would if I was just going to a party, I would just go to my like neighboring temple and like, you know, celebrate. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I mean like I guess same experiences and everything, but I guess like sometimes when I went to a party, there was like a lot of like what's it called? Just like a lot of fighting like with the uncles.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's like politics and all that stuff.
Yeah, just like anyone arguing or something just randomly off the bat, just like telling like, oh, my son's like the greatest, my daughter's like so smart, my son got into like Harvard at the age of 2 or something, like.
Yeah, facts.
You get what I mean, Pranav?
Yeah.
Aryan, you wanna like talk about anything that happened to a party with like an auntie or something?
So it was a Diwali party, and I was at my nani in Nanu's house. And my uncle.
Yeah, your uncle. What happened?
And one of my nani's friends. So it was like Trump and Biden election, right? For the next 2 hours, they were just yelling and screaming about politics.
Yeah, I feel that.
Just Trump and Biden fight election fightings.
Yeah.
Bruv, just describe a South Indian like cultural party, I guess. Like, since we're me and Aryan are like considered North Indian.
You know, it's like, it could be a little bit different. It could be like a little bit similar, but you know, it has like the same qualities. You know, if you're going to like a South Indian party, like, you know, it could be like a wedding or something.
Like an engagement party?
Engagement party or whatever it is. You know, maybe the food's different. You know, you got like...
What type of food is like served at?
You got like dosa, idli.
Idli? Okay.
But mostly there's like... Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Aryan, what's served at like a West Indian party? You get what I mean? Like whatever you guys have in Mumbai.
It's like kind of the same stuff that like Pranav just said, except like... There's like not... There's like no dosa. And it's like... There's halwa, There's Matapaneer.
Matapaneer, okay. So I'm gonna just say, like, I mostly go to North Indian parties, and all the food I go to is either the same, either just some paneer, roti, chawal, like whatever, bro, just some random dish there that everyone has at a party.
Yeah, I can relate to that. So
wait. Aryan, anytime you go to like a party, is and you like try to get the paneer, and like you're in the last back of the line, and like someone like finishes it all, like only the gravy's left and like the cubes are gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. What about you?
I've never heard about that situation before, but it sounds really interesting.
Really interesting?
Yeah, really interesting.
So, how about we talk about anything that happened to us that was like racist? You know, you guys know what I mean? Like, either some, like, white Karen just came up to us and just said, like, go back to your country or something. Or just, like, started, like, commenting on you.
No, me personally, that's never happened to me.
Not happened to you? What about you, Pranav?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Well, this one is going to take
but a I could see it happening, though.
You could see it happening?
I could see it happening.
Why?
Maybe because, like, you know, they think it's different, you know? They've never seen it before, so.
Well, like a South Indian?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a few times that happened. One, personally, at school. I was standing with, like, my friend, and, like, the assistant slash, like, vice principal, like, came up to me. And I knew this guy for a bit, and he thought I played cricket or something. And he asked me, like, how was the cricket game last night? Because the school district had like a cricket team, and we like play against other districts. And he really asked me like, how was the game last night? And me and my friend couldn't do anything about it. We just said it was like fine. And this is a true story. Next time I have my friend, I'm gonna ask him about that. Aryan, were you there when it happened? I don't remember.
Oh no.
Or did we not know each other?
I don't think we knew each other, man.
What, back in like 21?
Yeah, we don't know each other.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys have any like beef with aunties or something?
Oh, yes, bro.
Aryan, yes. you wanna explain some beef? Then I'll explain some, then pronounce.
It's like some Drake and Kendrick beef, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Alright, so first, I took too much mutter paneer, and auntie was just me. She was like, oh, are you fat, better? Take some veggies, better. And then I was like, and keep in mind, auntie is 175 pounds.
Aryan, I think you mean like 175 kgs.
3 feet wide, and like 4 feet
tall. Damn.
And like 5 feet tall. Right?
Built like a one by one.
Right? So then I clapped back and I was like, why don't you go grab some veggies? And then she's like, shut up, I'm gonna
Ari, you know what you should have said?
Yeah.
You should have said go grab a gym membership.
Alright. And then she's like, I'm gonna go tell your daddy or over for you. You're gonna get beat up. And then it wasn't raps because, like, she clapped first, and I won the battle. I won the beef.
Like, so, like, you're like Kendrick that won everything?
Yeah. I basically exposed auntie for being too fat.
Hey, W-man.
W.
W's. Pranav, you, actually,
W's in the
I'm gonna go, because I have, like, so much beef with aunties right now. So, I'm gonna give you guys a little disclaimer. If I don't respect anyone, I'll call them by, like, their first name straight up. Okay? Either they don't respect me or my family, I'll just call them their first name. So, we'll take auntie number one, for example. She used to live across the street from me. So, she used to, like, go around, just, like, I was, like, friends with her son and everything, right? So, I was literally, like, good friends with her son, but then we moved neighborhoods together. So she started talking to, like, another auntie. So then they start moving towards them and not me. So then one day I was at the guy's house party. And, yeah, same thing with Aryan. I was grabbing potato chips, like some Flamin' Hot potato chips. and like some paneer and roti. And she's like, hey, Meda, you should take some of this off. Like, just take some of it off. Like, give me some chips for my son, man. He's like, and this guy looks like queso, dude. Literally. This guy looks like a freaking metro, bro. I swear. This guy is so fat.
It's not Carlo.
That Carlo. So then I straight up just
Jack like, in the Box. The Burger King.
More like Chip King.
Oh, yeah. Continue.
Yeah. So then I'm like, nah. I'm not going to get it. And she's like, she took it off of my plate. Straight up just took it off my plate and put it on her son's plate.
Oh, no.
And she's like, do not talk to me like this, okay? I will tell your mommy, your papa, your dadaji, dadi, whatever, man. Do not talk to me like this.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
You do?
Yeah, bro. I feel that.
Right. Then I go to my mom. Relationship ended. Cut off. Right then and there.
Oh, crazy.
We're not family
friends. Bro, I think your mom's a real one, bro.
No, my mom's a W-man's. W moms, moms.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think we should switch over to Aryan.
No, Aryan.
Oh, yeah, Aryan just went. So it's my turn, right?
Yeah, it's your turn.
So, I have to explain some beef you said, right? So, I remember this one time, you know, me and my friend got into an argument, and it was at a park. And I remember, like, this one time, like, you know, like, you know, I pushed one of his friends, you know, you feel me? And then like, yeah. And then he pushed me, you know, and then his mom saw this. And then,
damn.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. And then, you know, she basically was telling me, like, asking me about my parents, you know, she was like, what's your mom's name? What's your dad's name?
And she's like, I remember this.
Oh, yeah. I think Aryan was there.
Aryan was there.
I don't know if Shorya was there, but.
No, I wasn't there. He told me about it.
But anyways, she started threatening me, and she was saying like
four square.
Oh yeah, something. Anyways, you know, she wanted to leak some Facebook meme about me on Facebook, and you know I was like kind of confused because you know like
yeah, because she don't make no sense.
Yeah, like what was happening? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, why do you want to know my mom's name? Why do you want to know my dad's name? Why do you want to know if they work at Microsoft?
Off the street, right? Random auntie off the street?
Oh, no. It was like, yeah. But I feel like...
You didn't, like, your family didn't know about them.
No, I didn't know about them. But I feel like my friend knew about them. You feel me? Like, yeah, I feel like my friend knew who it was.
It's like, I knew about them as well.
Yeah. I already knew about it as well, so...
Yeah.
Was the guy fat?
Oh. I think yeah, he was a bit.
He was like a Laddu, right?
Like he was a bit chubby. You feel me? Like,
yeah. So he's a Laddu.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Him, you know that guy. He actually got exposed. He actually got exposed.
For what?
So like you know how he's in a certain grade, and how there are kids younger than him.
Oh yeah.
Oh crap.
Oh like you're so, like maybe like an 8th and 7th grader or a 9th and 8th grader.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, JJ, I've heard of him.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I remember that. Okay. Saying, yeah.
We're saying weird stuff.
Oh. Like are you talking Rizzy?
No, like Jizzy.
Oh no. That is a red flag.
No. Call the cops.
And then
so he got canceled.
And then we exposed P and then he blocked all of us.
Oh no.
Damn.
Oh no.
Hey, are you and P still friends?
No.
All right. I think that was a good session.
Yeah, that was a good session. We'll release every single podcast on the weekend. Saturday, Sunday.
For sure, two episodes
every weekend.
For sure.
So catch us in our next podcast. We hope y'all have a good day. Anything you guys wanna add on?
No.
Aryan, you want to add on anything?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, guys, you'll expect Aryan and a few other podcasts, okay? I don't think he's going to go away forever. He'll come back. Okay, so I'm going to cut it there. You guys want to add anything else last time?
Nothing?
Okay. All right. See you guys.